Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I'd like to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. And that's what's happening right now as I record this episode over the first weekend in October. Kind of funny, while the spooky sounds of Halloween are playing, to be talking about new Christmas music. But here we are. I thought I would take a shot at giving you an overview of at least some of the new Christmas music we're getting this season. I do want to mention that I say some of the new Christmas music because new tracks, EPs, and albums are getting announced all the time, and I'm pretty sure that some new releases will be announced by the time you're listening to this. In fact, there may even be some that are being announced this weekend while I'm recording this. The other thing I want to say is that I apologize for whatever releases I don't mention. It isn't intentional. Either I don't know about it, or I just missed it, or I thought I did mention it, even though I didn't. Whatever the case, I'm sorry if I didn't mention something that was important to you. With all that said, let's start with what's already out there. One of the first releases of the season happened back in August. The folks that do the Now That's What I Call music series of compilations released Now That's What I Call A Wonderful Christmas. I don't believe there's anything brand new on this one. It has 6 or 7 recent songs, including tracks by Kelly Clarkson, Taylor Swift, and Pentatonix, just to name a few, as well as another dozen much older songs, including Nat King Cole, Burl Ives, and Andy Williams. In September, we had a new EP from Disney's a cappella group Da Cappella called Home for the Holidays. Lynn Stanley released a set called Novel Noel, a Jingle Cool Jazz Celebration. I think there are some new tracks on this one alongside some that she's previously released, but now you can get them all on this one collection. Dave Koz released Dave Koz and Friends Christmas Ballads, a 25th anniversary collection, and I think this is all new. It includes a guest appearance by Rebecca Jade, who sings a John Lennon medley of Happy Christmas and Imagine. Joss Stone released her first Christmas album, Merry Christmas Love, just last week, and this includes a couple originals and a bunch of covers, but it is all new. Coming up this week, jazz vocalist Sarah Partridge releases her first Christmas album, Partridge in a Pear Tree. Even though it's not out until October 7th, I think you can listen to most, if not all, of the songs on her Bandcamp page right now. Lindsey Stirling has a new Christmas album, also due this Friday. It's called Snow Waltz, and if you're a completist, hold out for the CD at Target, where there will be an extra 2 songs. She's already released the single Ice Storm, and you can find that video on her YouTube channel. The Backstreet Boys have been promising a Christmas album for years, and it looks like this is the year it'll finally happen. In fact, they've already released a single, their version of Last Christmas. The album is called A Very Backstreet Christmas, and Target CDs will have 2 extra songs. Jim Brickman has a new one on the way next week called A Very Merry Christmas, and if you're a fan, you should know that you can order an autographed copy of it through his website. Not a lot of info out on the next one, at least not yet, but Gloria Estefan is set to release Estefan Family Christmas on October 14th. It looks like this will be a digital release, and CDs will be available next month. Gloria has posted at least 1 video about this on her YouTube channel, so you can get a little bit more information there. Also later this month, Chris Isaak is releasing his second Christmas album, Everybody Knows It's Christmas. A little more than half of the songs on this are original, with covers that include Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, Run Rudolph Run, and Oh Holy Night. Reba McEntire and Dolly Parton are both revisiting Christmas Past later this month. Reba is releasing the Ultimate Christmas Collection, which will feature tracks from her previous Christmas albums, along with her single from last year, I Needed Christmas. Dolly is giving us an even more expanded version of her 2020 release, A Holly Dolly Christmas. This one features all the tracks from that album, plus the bonus tracks from last year's deluxe edition, plus 2 songs she contributed to the 1997 animated movie Annabelle's Wish, as well as A Smoky Mountain Christmas, which came from the 1980s TV movie of the same name, and that song's never been released. And this new set also includes her duet with Rod Stewart of Baby It's Cold Outside. That was for Rod's album Stardust, The Great American Songbook Volume 3 that came out in 2004. American Idol finalist Olivia Rocks is releasing her first Christmas album called An Olivia Rocks Christmas. Her previously released single, It's Christmas Time, which features Warren Hill, leads off the album. The next one is a little bit controversial. Well, sort of. You be the judge. The record label says that this is Louis Armstrong's first Christmas album. But people who collect the songs know that his singles and Christmas songs have been collected on albums before released as a Louis Armstrong Christmas album. So I'm not really sure what the difference is. It does say that this includes one previously unheard track, which my guess is that one of these songs is a different version, a different recording session, something like that. It's called Louis Wishes You a Cool Yule. Andrea Bocelli has a new one coming next month, A Family Christmas, and it features collaborations with his son Matteo and daughter Virginia. And the Target version will have two bonus songs. Celtic Thunder have Celtic Christmas Morning coming next month, though not a lot of info is available right now, so I don't know if this is an all-new music collection or re-recordings of previously released songs, which they've done before, or even a greatest Christmas hits package. No details yet, although there may be some. Well, I'm telling you that there's no details. They may be coming out right now as I speak. I don't know, but that's on the way next month. Canadian jazz singer Holly Cole is combining her previous Christmas album, Baby It's Cold Outside, and her EP, Christmas Blues, into one big release called Baby It's Cold Outside and I've Got the Christmas Blues. In addition to containing all the tracks from those two previous releases, there will be one previously unreleased song, her version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Debbie Gibson has been talking about a Christmas album for quite a while now. We're finally going to see that one next month. It's called Winterlicious, and you can order an autographed copy of this one when you go to Debbie's website. Country singer Jamie O'Neill gives us Spirit and Joy. It's her first Christmas album, and this one comes in November as well. There's no track list yet, at least I haven't seen one. Now, Jamie had a Christmas EP last year called Christmas You with three songs on it, Christmas You, White Christmas, and River. And it's possible those three are going to show up on the new album, but I can't confirm that, at least not at this point. XTC's Andy Partridge is putting out a four-song EP called My Failed Christmas Career Volume 1. Andy has recently released two EPs called My Failed Songwriting Career Volume 1 and 2, so that's where that title comes from, if you're wondering. And of course, XTC gave us Thanks for Christmas back in the 80s. We're also getting a new Christmas EP from Michael W. Smith next month. It's called Christmas at Home, and it has six songs on it, and it looks like all of these are originals. Lori Berkner gives us another Lori Berkner Christmas, her second Christmas album. First one came out 10 or 11 years ago, I believe. She's known mostly as a children's music artist, but both of her Christmas albums have songs for the whole family. And you're going to know all the words to a lot of the songs, and the original ones are a lot of fun. Neil Diamond is also bringing us a set from Christmas Past. A Neil Diamond Christmas will contain songs from each of his four previous Christmas albums, along with a new mix of O Holy Night. Pentatonix is returning with a new one this year, and this time around, they've partnered with Disney Plus for a special on their streaming service tied to this new release. Oh, the new album is called Holidays Around the World, and as usual, the group is keeping the track list a secret, at least for now. American roots artist Grant Malloy Smith is releasing The Christmas Heart in November. Sounds of Christmas listeners might like to know that Judy Pankhurst is one of the background singers on this one, and you can order an autographed copy of it, autographed by Grant, not Judy, through his website. Switchfoot will be releasing their first Christmas album next month, and I think the tracks are split half and half between originals and covers. Elizabeth Chan returns with her latest Christmas release, 12 Months of Christmas. And if I've done the math right, this is the 10th year in a row that she's released new Christmas music. Nelson is releasing a compilation called A Nelson Family Christmas, which will not only include the songs from their previous Christmas releases, but it will also include two rare Christmas songs from their dad, Ricky Nelson, and a version of Jingle Bells from Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra. No word on whether Harriet makes an appearance. B.J. Thomas's 1997 Christmas album, Christmas is Coming Home, is getting a special 25th anniversary deluxe edition with an additional 6 songs. And that takes us almost all the way to Thanksgiving. I know I've missed some, and there will be no doubt changes to some of the ones that I've mentioned already, but that's the majority of my list so far. And now a combination of rumors and releases that we just don't have dates for yet. First up, Michael Sinatra, who gave us a 6-song EP last year called Christmas, is going to double the number of songs on that for a deluxe edition coming later this fall. No date on that just yet. Journey keyboard player Jonathan Cain has a Christmas EP in the works. No particular date on that one that we know of yet. Speaking of Journey, Steve Perry has been hinting on social media that he's got a couple more Christmas songs probably going to be added into a deluxe version of The Season that came out last year, or it could be a single. We don't know yet, but he's been teasing it that there's an original and a cover coming sometime, hopefully, in the next month or so. Catherine McPhee and David Foster working on a Christmas EP. No more details on that one just yet. Former American Idol contestant Lauren Spencer Smith announced earlier this year that she was working on a Christmas album, but there has been no more information on that. Soul R&B group Tower of Power supposedly working on a Christmas album, but no details. And then we can get into the rumors, and I think we mentioned probably the same ones last year. There are 3 that I know of. Meat Loaf supposedly did a Christmas album, recorded it years ago. Well, I say that like it's decades, but within the last 10 years. Hot Holidays was supposedly the title. He was very excited about it, and then all of a sudden there was no news. No word, no anything about it. I mean, this popped up. You can Google Meat Loaf Christmas album and you'll see some of the stories in Huffington Post and other places, some of the people who were recording with him, how excited he was about it, and then it just went away. We could spend the rest of the podcast guessing as to what happened, but who knows? And now that he's gone, is there a chance that the record label is going to put it out anyway? No idea. We don't know. Cher has talked year after year after year on social media about working on a Christmas album. It was rumored that she was working with David Foster at one point, but there's been no details and she hasn't said anything. Maybe something this year? I don't know. And the last one is Shania Twain. She has been promising a Christmas album for, gosh, it's probably been almost 20 years. Not promising that she was going to do one. She said that she wanted to do one and it was on her radar and that she was working on it and she was thinking about it. She did a duet with Michael Bublé on White Christmas, the Drifters version of that. And she's appeared in a couple other things. She's been doing new music. She's been doing lots of shows, but there's been no word on if this is ever going to happen. So there's some rumors for you. I have no idea if we're going to see any of those this year or really if we're going to see them ever. Who knows? There are plenty of Christmas albums that are being reissued or re-released or remastered and re-released or however you want to call it. And that happens every year. But one I want to make sure to tell you about is Ray Charles' outstanding Christmas album, The Spirit of Christmas. This one's been out of print for a while, and while I don't think there's anything new that's been added to it, previously unreleased tracks or different versions of the songs originally included, it is definitely worth your time to check that one out. The other thing I want to mention is that many artists are making their releases available on vinyl this year. Some are new releases, some of the artists that I've already mentioned, and some are from artists whose Christmas albums came out years ago. Here's a list of at least some of the artists releasing their Christmas albums on vinyl. You'll need to check your stores, check Amazon, check any place that sells Christmas records, because these probably won't be around for long. Louis Armstrong, The Backstreet Boys, James Brown, Belinda Carlisle, Johnny Cash, Ray Charles, Cheech and Chong, Kelly Clarkson, Holly Cole, Judy Collins, Charlie Daniels, Bobby Darin, Neil Diamond, The Four Seasons, Debbie Gibson, The Vince Guaraldi Trio, Chris Isaak, Greg Lake, Mannheim Steamroller, Montavani, Dean Martin, Johnny Mathis, Reba McEntire, The Miracles, Leslie Odom Jr., Dolly Parton, The Platters, Elvis Presley, Kenny Rogers, Savatage, William Shatner, She and Him, Sia, Jessica Simpson, Frank Sinatra, Slade, The Smithereens, Bryn Stanley, Shaken Stevens, Lindsey Stirling, Joss Stone, Rob Thomas, Scott Weiland, and Trisha Yearwood. I'm sure that that's just a partial list, so keep an eye out if you didn't hear your favorite, because there's a chance that that will be available as well. Also, for collectors, two pretty special releases, but you're probably going to have to act fast to find them. Urban Outfitters has an exclusive vinyl version of the Nightmare Before Christmas soundtrack. And in a couple weeks, there will be a special 30th anniversary picture disc of the soundtrack to The Muppet Christmas Carol. Not sure where that one's going to be available, if it's going to be available everywhere or only at certain places. I'll try and post an update if I find that out, and if you find out first, let me know. You'll be hearing most of what I've mentioned, or at least songs from most of these releases, when the new season of The Sounds of Christmas starts on November 1st. Thanks so much for listening, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. The station is still on, of course, and since I'm recording this in October, it's actually The Sounds of Halloween. I'm playing lots of spooky songs for the current season, while I add a lot of the music that I've mentioned in this podcast episode. If you'd like to check it out, just head on over to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. You can also grab our app in the Google Play Store and take the music with you wherever you go. As far as this podcast goes, we're now on over 30 podcasting sites, so if you didn't find us on your favorite today, just search for The Sounds of Christmas wherever you listen and download podcasts, and I'm pretty sure you'll see our tree. Then you can subscribe so you never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, The Sounds of Christmas Station, The Sounds of Halloween, or the Standard Station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through our website. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.